Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, October 28th. Mixed in the grains overnight with corn and wheat lower and soybeans a little bit higher. Got December corn down 2 cents, 384 and three quarters. Just barely hanging on to last week's low at 384. Basically in the corn after that run up to the 200-day moving average, just above $4, and a continuous lack of any fresh bullish news has had us drifting lower from there. I think at that 200-day moving average, funds comfortable to remain short or add to short positions there. So we have just been moving down, probably awaiting the next, hopefully a bit of bullish news on the next WASD report on November 8th. Funds as of Friday, short about 76,000 contracts. Crop progress this afternoon, we're expecting the corn to be 46 to 48% harvested versus 30% last week and 62% on average. Wheat markets following corn lower December, Chicago down 4.5 at 513 and a quarter, Kansas City December down 3, 419 and a quarter, Minneapolis D's steady at 536 and three quarters. Funds still long a little bit in Chicago, about 12,000 contracts, and short about 26,000 contracts in Kansas City. Chicago and Kansas City now getting precariously close to the 20-day moving averages. We will see if they hold those levels. In the beans, we had November finish up 3 cents, 9.23 and a quarter. January up 3 at 9.37 and a half. USDA this morning announced a sale of 135,000 tons of meal to the Philippines. Friday's Commitment of Traders report showed, as of last Tuesday, funds long about 70,000 contracts of beans, so they're still maintaining that long position there. Crop progress expected to see the beans 64 to 65% harvested versus 46% last week, but still behind the 78% average. So in the beans, after that sharp sell-off on Friday, on some comments attributed to Navarro that the talks were not going well, he called those comments fake news after the markets closed on Friday, and there is talk that we are making some progress. We've heard this 1,000 times before in these talks with China. Some issues are being resolved, but that alleged good news barely enough to keep the beans from holding Friday's lows as well. So again, beans a few cents higher. We're just patiently awaiting any further news, looking for some type of signature in Chile, November 14th to 17th, and also definitely keeping an eye on these next WASD reports. Outside markets, you've got the dollar steady at 97.60, crude oil steady 56.66, and you've got the stock market up about 150 points in pre-opening trade, flirting with all-time highs there. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.